In a world where owlies embark on a magical quest, this is the News Nest.
Hey owlies, this is Sparrow. Pull out your knitting and fill up your teapots because we have a lot to talk about today. Welcome to this episode of the News Nest. I hope everyone had a very lovely Christmas. And to start things off today, I want to call your attention to what I was referring to in the introduction, which was the Owlie Quest. I'm sure you guys have all seen by now, but there are two threads and a page about a fantastic new thing that is happening. And honestly, I really couldn't even describe it to you. So I'm just going to read what's in the page. You can find it under the Pages tab. It is called the Owlie Quest. Each week, we will be given a hint to help us solve a monthly quest, and the monthly answers will help us solve the final riddle at the end of the year. Each month and at the end of the year, there's going to be prizes for the right answers to the quest, and the adventure will also be peppered with little tasks for us to complete. The latest one was we had to create our little kits of what we would take on the quest with us. This is being headed up by Lily Lalu, and Fee's kind of helping out too. So this is very, very exciting. I can't even tell you. I'm like watching this with humongous eyes. I'm super excited. It's just so neat. So all you have to do is give your answers to the riddles each month. You don't have to do it all year long. You can come and go as you please. Just don't post the answer in the thread. If you figure out an answer, just PM it to Lily Lalu. And I'm going to have the page with all the information about the Owlie Quest hyperlinked in the show notes. And that'll be something fun that we can do all year long together. So, ooh, I'm so excited about that. And now I am going to move on to this week's winners of Free Pattern Friday. This week, the winners of Free Pattern Friday, the sandwich winners were Irrelevant and We Will Shear You, and the winning me went to The Falling Sheep. Congratulations to the three of you, and we look forward to seeing everyone back here next week for the next Free Pattern Friday. Okay, and now for all of the news that is flying around the talk boards lately. It's been a busy little place for the last few weeks, hasn't it? We want to say Happy New Year to everyone, and I'm sure you guys all saw the gigantic Midnight Countdown thread that we had going on there. For those of you who haven't seen it yet, there is a thread stickied at the top of the boards for the Tiny Owl Knits 12 in 2012 Knit Along. You can join in at any time. Just post the list of 12 things from talk that you want to knit and knit them with us this year. There is also a brand new knit along that is getting started right now for the Some Cloudy Day leg warmers. They're thinking that they are going to start them in February and have the deadline be before the 1st of April. So if you'd like to join in that, I'll have that knit along thread linked in the show notes. There is also a knit along going on for the parcel tongue hat, which I think it looks like you can still join in. The cast on date was the 1st of January, but I'm seeing people are still saying that they haven't received their yarn for it yet. So if you'd like to join that, I'll have that also linked. There are still, currently there are still 2 or 3 days left to join in the heartfelt ring swap. So if you would like to swap 1, 2, or 3 heartfelt rings with another owlie, definitely join in that. And Sanguine is heading that up, so you can get in touch with her. It looks like there's also a Hopsalots cowl going on. I can't really tell from the thread if there is a deadline or even a cast on date, but it looks like there is an open knit along going on for the Hopsalots. So if you would like to make your toesy some cute little bunny slippers, why, you are surely welcome to go join in over there, and I'll have that linked also. For any of you owlies out there who are handy with your cameras, there is also a beekeeper's quilt 366 daily photo project going on Flickr and probably some other photo hosting sites. There's a thread that has been started, and I'm just going to read the first post because I couldn't say it any better than the way it was posted. On Flickr and probably many other places, there are groups for doing daily photo projects, often called a 365. Since there are 366 days in the upcoming year, they're going to be calling this project the Beekeepers 366. The plan is to take a photo each day of work on Hexapuffs for a beekeeper's quilt. It started on January 1st, but you're welcome to join in at any time, and you just join in the Flickr group, or if you want to do it on Ravelry or on another photo sharing site, however you like. You just take a picture each day capturing what work you've done on your Hexapuffs and tag them, I'm sure. I'm not seeing the tag, but anyway, you can join in the Flickr group there, and that will keep them all together. So if you'd like to join into that, I will have that thread linked in the show notes so you can get in touch with the Flickr group. And now for the wonderful double interview that we have set up for this week. I am so excited because this week we have both Badger's Mama and Rista1313 for our double interview. So I'm going to start with Badger's Mama, and here are the answers to the questions. The first question was, what brought you to Talkland? And she said, I came to Talkland after seeing the very first patterns from Tiny on Knits. They were so well written and so beautiful that I just had to join a group that celebrated them. Then, finding the community of people that are here felt like I came home. That's very sweet. That's exactly how most of us feel, I think. The next question was, what do you like to do outside of crafting, outside of knitting or crochet or beading or anything like that? What do you like to do? And her answer was, my favorite thing to do outside of crafting is probably cooking, but I really think that that is an extension of my crafting. Other than that, I love to read. I read almost anything I can get my hands on. I also love to write, but my writing tends to be more poetry than prose, no matter what I do. The next question was regarding her husband. Some of you know that her husband is a blacksmith, and we were curious to know what kind of things he has made for her. And her answer was, as many of you know, my husband is a blacksmith. He runs an old forge in the local botanical garden and volunteers at another historical forge. He often works with other smiths and helps make large decorative fencing. Lately, he formed a cooperative forge with two other smiths, and they are working on making handmade knives, hairpins, and shawl pins, and various decorative objects. He has also worked on hand-hammered shawl pins for me for our Etsy company, Needle and Knife. That is the name of their Etsy store, Needle and Knife. He will also be starting to make hand-turned shawl pins and crochet hooks on an antique treadle lathe. I'm sorry, I probably said that wrong. He is repairing an antique treadle printing press and treadle sewing machine for me, and they are both cast iron. Ooh, that's so cool. And then she goes on to say, he has made me a few hand-forged shawl pin, and last Valentine's Day, I let him forge all day, and he made me a huge hand-forged heart to hang on the wall. Isn't that cute? Okay, the next question was, does knitting, crochet, and other crafting have any sort of familial significance to you? Is it something that ran in your family? And she says, crafting, knitting, crochet, sewing, and embroidery all has big familial significance for me. My great grandmother was a seamstress and was taught by her grandmother, who came to the US in 1856. She taught my mother, and they both taught me. Both my great aunts are awesome crafters. My mom sews all of the time, and I've been doing various crafts since I was probably 3. Also, both of my grandfathers made all sorts of things, and more relatives were woodworkers. I was always surrounded by people making things. And the final question, oh no, there's the next question was about limericks. We wanted to know how she got started writing limericks. And Badger's mama says, I started writing limericks as a kid. My dad and grandfather were both involved in local poetry, oh, in a local poetry society, and sometimes they took me. I thought the rhythm of limericks was the most fun. They almost seemed to be riddles in the way they were set up. I sometimes think that I think in limerick. They just pop out of my head. That being said, I write most of my limericks for Talkland and my fellow owls. The talk magic inspires me to write them down for us all. And the final question was, if you could go back in time for 24 hours, who would you go see? Badger's mama said, the first thing I thought of was that I would go back to my 5th birthday. I spent the whole day at my great-grandmother's house, where she, my mom, and I made a cake together. It was a coconut cream cake in the shape of a little house, with candy trim and coconut snow on the roof. We spent the whole day making the cake and talking and laughing in the kitchen. She also gave me a pair of red shoes and a red purse. I still wear red shoes almost always, and I love red purses. My second choice would be to go on a visit and have tea with Jane Austen. Based on her books and remaining letters, I bet she had a wicked sense of humor. Thank you very much, Badger's Mama. I definitely think that your answers were absolutely adorable, and I loved getting to know a little bit more about you. And now, here are the answers to the questions that we had for Rista 1313. First question was, what brought you to Talkland? Marista says, it was the beekeeper's quilt. Yes, it was. I just couldn't help myself. I always say the picture is what draws people to the pattern. Stephanie's pictures of her BKQ and the selection of colors she chose drew me to it like bees to pollen. The next question was, aside from crafting, what's your favorite thing to do? And she says, this is truly going to make me sound like a geekoid. Computing. I was introduced to computers pretty early on in the home computer stage of the 1980s and haven't been without one since. I love how computers bring people from all walks of life together, all around the world together. I don't think that makes you sound like a geek. I think we all agree. The next question was, what is it like to have a knitting husband? And she says, it's actually pretty cool because my husband and I are polar opposites most of the time. Knitting is something we both have in common and both enjoy tremendously. He makes all the little amigurumi animals, and I make accessories like hats, scarves, mittens, etc. And the next question was, do the two of you fight over yarn? And she says, we don't necessarily fight over yarn. Even with something like knitting, we usually have totally opposite tastes when it comes to yarn. We fight when one of us gets into each other's stashes. Let's just say his is way bigger than mine, and so sometimes I might need a little something from his. One thing that is nice is that we never complain about how much yarn each other has. Oh, that would be so wonderful. And then I asked if the two of them knit for each other, and she said, my five chicken, that's her husband's Ravelry username. My five chicken is always making me little animals and things. They find a loving place on my desk at work or on random shelves. My favorites are the teeny tiny little mini Moki Moki. I knitted him a long stocking cap for Christmas this year. It was a total surprise to him as I knitted it on my part lunch hour at work each day for 2 months, but he makes more for me than I do for him. And then we asked, is there any familial importance or significance to crafting for you? And Rista says, my great grandma was a knitter. I don't remember her ever sitting with empty hands. She was always knitting, and it was always for someone else. My mom did crochet a bit, but it was an on and off type craft for her. 2 years ago, I decided to knit, and here is the story of why. My great grandma used to make these odd slippers for everyone. Every birthday, Christmas, or just because, you would receive a pair of slippers. My family loved them. One day, when I was looking through my mom's recipe box, I found the pattern. Yes, I said recipe box. My mom has been gone since I was 15, but I still find things in the oddest places from her. Anyway, I tried and tried to make the slippers from the pattern, but they just weren't coming out right. Finally, one day, I asked a friend of the family if she happened to have the correct pattern, and she did. Now they are coming out perfectly, and the slippers are called Saloma's slippers. They are a pattern here on Ravelry, and if I will try to remember to have those linked also in the show notes. The last question, if you had a chance to go back in time for 24 hours, where would you go? She says she would go back to Christmas of 1977. I would go back to Christmas of 1977. I would have been 7 years old. We would be at my paternal grandparents in Georgia celebrating. My mom would be there, my grandparents would be there, and if I remember correctly, my great grandparents were there as well. three generations that left my life at the age of 15, 19, and 31, respectively. Ironically, my great-grandma was the last one. I would love to have this Christmas over again, knowing now that they would be gone. I would take time to appreciate all of them, cherish that time and enjoyment. I wouldn't want to go anywhere than where I was that day, at my grandparents, with my whole family, with all our quirky holiday traditions. Thank you very much, Rista. As always, getting to know more about you is just so charming. I know everyone loved the little video that you made us, and this is just as cute as well. So, thank you very much. And now for the limerick for this week that was sent to us by the lovely Badger's Mama. This limerick is in celebration of our Owly quest. The kits are all packed for our quest. Tonight is devoted to rest. Tomorrow we'll go solving riddles to know how we're headed away from the nest. Thank you very much, Badger's Mama. We definitely look forward to those limericks every single week. And thank you very much, everyone, for bearing with me while I got myself all settled in at my new house. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week on the next episode of The News Nest. Bye.